My man, Wilt Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com. He doesn't write. He podcasts. The Pick Six Podcast. What did I just say? The Pick Six Podcast is available for you. Have you already emergency Frank Reich potted?
That is where I was coming from. Like, I almost had two windows open, but I decided to close one.
And then, you get a nice breeze if you get two windows open.
Yeah,
all right.
That's true. Yeah, you do, especially if they're on the opposite end of the house.
Perfect. All right, we will get to Frank Reich on the other side. So that was eye-opening for a Panthers team that won a couple of weeks ago against the Bucs and should have won in Atlanta last week. To have your pants pulled down like that and spanked just in public for everyone to see, can there be anything more eye-opening about where you are in the grand scheme of things? Because I don't think the Bengals are that good.
I think the Bengals are pretty good.
Okay. Makes one of us.
I went on like my buddy Nick Costa's show on Wednesday, and then I had another friend of mine in like an internet chat that I'm in was like, people were like, Panthers on the money line. Panthers are gonna cover. It's like, no, don't take the Panthers. They're bad.
The Panthers are bad.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody got fooled by the Bucs, the outcome of the Bucs game. And you think about it, right? Matt Rhule gets fired, Steve Wilks takes over. Mm-hmm. You get this rah-rah effort against the Rams on the road, but the Rams are a bad matchup. And then, you know, you come back home and you really get that the actual rah-rah effort against the Bucs.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, and then
they should have beaten the Falcons. But the Falcons aren't good either.
Yeah, but I mean, the Falcons, I mean, that game was misleading. There were seven scores in the fourth quarter. People are like thinking like PJ Walker's turned something explosive.
I think you're right about this. Absolutely.
My whole point was that like the Bucs box score and the Falcons box score were both misleading. People were starting to think the Panthers had turned it around.
Right. Oh, I'm with you. I'm 100% with you.
They're turning around. They're the same team. They still stink.
They're very bad. And here's the thing that really got me is that this became a PJ Walker problem. Where did anybody notice that the Bengals had like three length of the field drives for touchdowns in their first four possessions? Why is that PJ Walker's fault?
Right. And when you march down the field against a defense that is, you know, young. Okay, but let's see. It was
somewhat banged up.
Four out of the first five drives went for 42 yards or longer.
Right.
Three of them fit with 54. See, nine plays, 90 yards.
Right. First one. Right out of the gate.
I mean, that's a 5 minute and 18 second, nine play, 90 yard drive. Right. And then your offense goes three plays, 6 yards. Quick punt, quick exchange of punts. The Bengals go 10 plays, 76 yards, about 14-0. Panthers go three plays. You know, three and outs. Like, if your defense is getting just it pounded down their throats and on the field for essentially the entire first quarter, and your offense is going three and out, your defense is not going to, like, get better, get stronger. Like, that's a tough spot to be in.
See, if that had happened in the second half, I think it would be fair to blame the offense. But that happened in the first half. You shouldn't be this tired midway through the second quarter. Hey, look.
I mean, the Panthers started out punt, 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 interception, punt, interception, fumble.
That was terrible.
That was the first half on offense.
It was worse than you just made it sound. They were utterly inept. And that is what it is. This is not a surprise to those of us who have watched this team this year. They are bad. But I have been saying for basically the entire year that their defense has some really good pieces, but it's still not that good. It's good. And then when you take Jeremy Chinn out of the equation and you have the injuries that they have at cornerback, not named J.C. Horn, and he was hurt at the beginning of the year, and you realize that they're just kind of okay at linebacker. They're not awesome at linebacker. They don't have any Pro Bowlers running around the middle of their defense. That something like this was bound to happen because the Bengals, if anything, they do have a very capable offense of blowing you out. And just like you said, the Rams were a bad matchup. I think the Bengals were probably maybe a worse matchup based on the way they play offense. I think the Bengals are just, they're probably a playoff team, but I don't think they're that great. But they certainly look like it against the Panthers.
Yeah, I think the Bengals are a playoff team. I think the Bengals are better than people. I think the Bengals are better than people give them credit for.
Clearly better than I give them credit.
Yeah, the Bengals are a badly coached team that happens to have Joe Burrow on it.
Are they badly coached? Already decided that Zach Taylor it was just a quasar last year getting to the Super Bowl?
It was just Joe Burrow putting the team on his back and just stealing games because he's Joe Burrow. But that's what I think anyway. I don't think he's a very good coach.
All right, that's very fair. All right, but didn't Zach Taylor come from the Sean McVay coaching tree or the who's the coaching tree? Coaching tree, or is it Andy Reid?
He served Sean McVay a latte at an El Segundo Starbucks.
that's enough. Enough. All right, we got a lot of other things to get to when we come back. Aaron Rodgers show has to be stopped at this point. Tom Brady put up a number that I can't believe, or he has achieved a number that I can't even believe is true, but we're going to talk about that. And apparently the Jets are good. All right, we'll get to that in a minute with Will Brinson next. The first Carolina Panthers quarterback was fired today as head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, Frank Reich, who led two of the greatest comebacks in the history of football as the starting quarterback. We bring back Will Brinson, Pick Six podcast moderator. Let's just start there. We don't have to spend a ton of time on it. The two comebacks I'm talking about, of course, were the Bills over the Houston Oilers in the playoffs. What was it, 19... Was it 88, 89?
It was in the 90s.
90s, whatever it was. But right,
I believe it was 90.
Yes. Whatever it was. 93?
94?
I don't remember. I do remember watching the game.
I remember watching it with my grandfather. Yeah, for sure.
Haywood Jeffries. Is Haywood Jeffries an NC State guy? No?
Sure.
Okay. Ernest Givens. But that was a Warren Moon team. 1992. So I think the Bills were down 31-3 at halftime and came back to win. And when Frank Reich was at the University of Maryland, they were down, 31-0 at Miami in this second half and came back to win that game.
Yeah, Jeffries, NC State, Page High School. Shout out Page High School. Hashtag 336.
Will Brinson, a Greensboro kid through and through. All right. When you keep picking the wrong quarterback, it's going to come back to bite you. And they thought Frank Reich thought he could make something of Carson Wentz. He was wrong. And then he thought they could do something with Matt Ryan. He was wrong. Maybe the quarterback isn't the problem. I don't know.
I think it's that this firing was as much about Carson Wentz as anything else. I know that sounds weird because Carson Wentz hasn't played for this team in over a year,
Right.
But when Carson Wentz missed the playoffs last year, when the Colts missed the playoffs because Carson Wentz laid a complete egg against the Jaguars in week 18.
Yes.
Jim Irsay was apoplectic. Like, he spent the entire offseason passively, aggressively dragging Carson Wentz, or maybe not even passively, just aggressively dragging Carson Wentz any chance he got. And when you think back on the Carson Wentz trade to acquire him, it was Frank Wright who vouched Chris Ballard for Carson Wentz, and it was Chris Ballard who then went to Irsay and said, "Hey, I trust Frank. We're both in alignment on this." And when Wentz didn't work out, Ballard had suddenly Ballard's seat was hot. They lost a first round pick because of it. They didn't make the playoffs. Irsay was still bitter about it, and so they traded Wentz away. They acquire Matt Ryan, and I think that there's a sense of urgency within somewhere. Jim Irsay's feeling a sense of urgency, knowing this happens a lot with these owners, by the way.
Sure.
They get a little bit older. You want to win one for the shoe, and Irsay's out here going on 15-minute rants about Dan Snyder. And you can just tell that Irsay's blood temperature is a lot higher than it probably needs to be. And if the Colts aren't winning, he's only going to get angrier. I don't know what this means, the timing of this means for Chris Ballard, because we saw when in 2011 when the Colts, when we last saw the Colts not tanking, by the way, Frank Reich was on that team, not tanking, by the way. Frank Reich was offensive assistant on that Colts team.
Right.
We saw that, you know, that Ursa at the end of the season, when they had the number one pick, they cut Peyton Manning, and they fired Bill Polian, and they fired Jim Caldwell, and they rebooted completely, and then brought in, you know, Ryan Grigson and Chuck Pagano, and drafted Andrew Luck. Now, was that ultimately a disastrous grouping of personnel? Yes. I mean, they ruined Andrew Luck's career.
They did. They broke him.
They broke Andrew Luck. They didn't. They never won anything. They won a lot of games.
And they were a finalist. They have a banner.
That's right. They do have a 2014.
The Colts were AFC finalists.
AFC runner-up banner. It's the humiliating banner of all time.
One of my favorite things ever.
I photoshopped stuff under that banner like 50,000 times. Like just nice job. Good job. Good effort, Colts.
Oh my gosh. That's
but I mean, I do think that like it. I don't know what it means for what they're going to do long term in terms of the rebuild. I think that there's a chance that I also think that there's a chance, Adam, that Ursay and Ballard and Frank Reich met after Sunday's game, 24-3 spanking in New England. And Frank Reich's like, I can't do this with Sam Ellinger. Like, I can't coach with Sam at quarterback.
Really?
I mean, this is a theory. No, but I mean, like, he's like, listen, like, Matt Ryan, you're not playing great, but like, we need this.
Why did he bench Ryan for Ellinger?
Because Jim Mercy told him to. If Matt Ryan gets hurt and can't pass a physical, and Matt Ryan was the most sacked quarterback in football, if Matt Ryan like broke his leg in week 12 or something like that, and couldn't pass a physical, they would owe him another $17 million. They don't want to owe him. They don't want to pay him another $17 million.
Okay, so sometimes you got to suck it up for your boss. Let me move away from the Colts. They're a dumpster fire. And they're not going to win the division. That division.
Do you want to go back to talk about the Panthers again?
No, I don't want to talk about them at all. I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers briefly.
Speaking of dumpster fires,
they have now lost five in a row, and this was the first time that I thought that he looked really bad. And this one was against the Lions, who can't stop anybody. He threw two interceptions in the red zone. He threw another from outside the red zone at the goal line, and almost everything was underthrown. It
looks terrible.
The thumb has to be bothering him. Why don't they use this as an excuse to shut Aaron Rodgers down for the rest of the year? They are not making the playoffs. They are not good. They have their hardest games in front of them. They are not making the playoffs. I don't think they're going to win three more games.
The Vikings' 4.5 game division lead in the NFC North is tied for second most. There's three teams that through nine weeks is tied for like the second most in NFL history. Yeah. Like that's the lead that the 2007 Patriots had in their division. Mm-hmm. It's 4.5 games through 9 weeks.
They're terrible, and their defense isn't good enough to shut anybody down. So why don't they shut him down? I mean, it's not like he's not going to be on the roster next year. His dead cap hit is $99 million.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be there. It's not a crazy idea. I mean, I don't know that Rodgers wants to necessarily like check out for the rest of the season. Like that's, you know, competitors don't want to do that.
No, I understand that. But I mean, isn't the thumb hurt? Isn't the thumb a thing? If it's not, then I mean, he's got to face the reality that it might be done.
The other thing too, is that you could, and I'm just sort of leaning into your theory here, but you could shut down Rodgers and
at least for a couple of weeks,
fire up Jordan Love.
Yeah.
Showcase him as a possible trade candidate. And then after that, you know, see where you are, see if you win any games, decide do you want to bring Rodgers back. And ultimately, you could end up, you know, just maybe you don't win any games and you just let Jordan Love roll it out. And then, you know, you have a team that gets a high draft pick and can get a quarterback. Or get a good wide receiver, excuse me, a quarterback.
Yeah, but I mean, look, you don't even need to draft a wide receiver in the first round. You just have to get, I mean, look, they didn't really address it, but I think early in the season, their lack of wide receivers was a problem. this is that their problem right now is their offensive line is not good. It's not healthy, and nothing is working, including their defense. So Tom Brady, who did Tom Brady things at the end of their game with the Rams this weekend, Brady has now combined regular season and playoffs for 100,000 passing yards. Is that a number that I just saw?
It's a crazy number. It's insane. 100,000 passing yards.
So the warranty is up, right? You only get 100,000 mile.
50,000, I think.
I think you can get 100,000 mile warranty. So the warranty is up. So he's going to get all these calls now from the extended warranty department that we all get. Am I the only one who gets those?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm just sorry.
For sure. That's where most of my 336 calls come from.
So good. Look, they're going to win the division, right?
Probably, yeah. I mean, yeah, they're tied for first. You know, like it's such a stark difference on, and it's why, like, you know, you think about the NFL, people are like, game of inches, all the things shift on, but like, it's true. Like that final touchdown, by the way, that was the latest, so now Tom Brady has more game-winning drives than anyone in NFL history. Pat just broke the tie, broke the tie with Peyton Manning. That was the latest a game-winning drive has ever started his career, 44 seconds. And it was like, the second latest he's ever thrown a game-winning touchdown pass, 9 seconds left on the clock. Like, that drive and that play change everything. When you compare it to, like, the Packers and the Lions game. Like, if the Packers get to 4-5, we're like, okay, they still stink. But the Bucs get to 4-5, and we're like, okay, they stink, but like, I mean, like, that's the difference. 3-6, and you're like, this team is in real, real trouble. 4-5, and you're like, because of the way the NFC lays out, and particularly the NFC South lays out, there's still very much a lot in front of them moving forward. And so, I mean, look, is this Bucs team great? No. They have their problems, but they also have a lot of stars on different levels of, you know, different levels of the field, different sides of the ball, and yes, they can. If you get through the playoffs and you're a division winner, you got Tom Brady, you can get hot for 3 weeks or, you know, hot for 4 weeks, whatever it takes. Like, I mean, are they a likely Super Bowl winner? No. Could they win the Super Bowl if they get in the playoffs? Yeah, absolutely.
Well, anybody who gets in has a chance. The Bengals proved that last year. And the Bengals weren't great going into the playoffs, but got hot. So anybody who gets hot has a chance. I think what really gives them a chance is not Tom Brady. What gives them a chance is that their defense can be great. And it was obviously very good against the Rams, who have their own issues.